From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday by Houthi rebels in a roadside attack. This comes just after ending a three-year alliance with Shiite Houthi rebels battling a Saudi coalition. Houthi leader Abdul Malak al-Houthi here called it an exceptionally historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy and a black day for the aggressor states against the Yemeni people. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death came as he sought reinforcements from the Saudi coalition in fighting against the Houthis.
Saleh went too far in supporting the Saudi UAE group. And in the process, he was expecting and hoping that the Saudis and the UAE would be supporting him and sending in forces that will reinforce his forces in Sana'a to fight against Houthis.
In New York, United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric, citing the fighting that has killed and wounded hundreds in the capital, Sana'a, appealed for unimpeded humanitarian access.
It is paramount that civilians are protected, that the wounded are afforded safe access to medical care, and that all sides facilitate life-saving humanitarian access.
Current President Abd Rabo Mansour Hadi called on the Yemeni people to rise up against the Houthis, who he referred to as a criminal and terrorist militia. The United States called on all sides to engage in political negotiations to end the conflict. This is VOA News. In Honduras, it appears that President Juan Orlando Hernandez is headed for a narrow victory over challenger and longtime TV entertainer Salvador Nasralla. This follows a long-delayed vote count from the November 26th election. Nasralla, who led early on, has declared fraud. Police have been ordered to enforce a curfew following sometimes violent protests. But Dario Urraque, a Latin American analyst at Trinity College in Connecticut, said it is not widely being enforced.
Most of the police in Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, and also in San Pedro Sula, the second largest city, has rebelled against having been ordered to repress resistance to the way that elections have been held. This is the first time that the police has rebelled and basically disobeying orders.
The delay in vote counting has led to criticism that the government is manipulating the outcome. A partial recount is underway. Urraque said a new election may have to be held. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was in Pakistan Tuesday to encourage Islamabad to end support for insurgents who use that country as a base for attacks in neighboring Afghanistan. His visit is the first since the Trump administration unveiled a new South Asia policy to end the war in Afghanistan, and in addition to calls for a firm line against Pakistan. Nazrif Shahrani is a native Afghan who teaches at Indiana University.
The fact is, inside Afghanistan, there is absolutely no evidence of any change. Not only that, if the change is for the worse. In the last 3-4 days in Jalalabad, the closest city to Pakistan-Turkan border, there have been essentially massacre going on.
The U.S. Defense Department said Mattis told both civilian and military leaders they must redouble efforts to confront militants operating within their country. The U.N. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, is traveling to North Korea. That makes him the highest-ranking U.N. official to do so since 2011, this amid tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs. Again, UN spokesperson Dujarric.
The visit is a response to a long-standing invitation from the authorities in Pyongyang for policy dialogue with the UN. It'll be a wide-ranging discussion.
The visit comes amid tensions over North Korea's rocket and nuclear tests. And another UN peacekeeper has been killed in the Central African Republic. The UN blamed mainly Christian militia for attacking a UN checkpoint Monday. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.